Chapter 5 The Table Spread Al-Ma'ida In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. O you who believe, fulfill your contracts. You can eat the meat of grazing livestock, sheep, cows, and camels, except for that which was previously announced to you, like blood, swine, and carrion, and hunting permitted animals while performing Hajj. Indeed, God decrees as He wills. O you who believe, do not violate God's sacraments during Hajj. The prohibition of fighting during the sacred months, or the sacrificial offerings presented, or animals wearing garlands, or the sanctity of those bound for the sacred house seeking their Lord's grace and pleasure. When Hajj has ended, you can hunt for game. Your bad feelings toward those who barred you from the sacred mosque should not lead you to transgression. By seeking revenge when you are in control of that place. Cooperate in acts of piety and righteousness, but not in sin and aggression. Be mindful of God. Surely, God is severe in retribution. You are prohibited from eating carrion, blood, pork, and anything slaughtered while reciting the name of that which is not God. Any animal that is strangled or beaten to death, dies by falling, or is gored to death by another animal. That which is mangled by a beast of prey, barring that which you may slaughter before it dies, or sacrificed on stone altars to idols. You are also prohibited to allot shares of meat by raffling with arrows. All that is transgression. Today the disbelievers have despaired of resisting your religion. So do not fear them, but fear disobeying me. Today I have perfected your religion for you, have completed my blessing upon you, and have approved submission to God as your religion. But in the situations mentioned above, should anyone be compelled by hunger to consume them without seeking to sin, then God is indeed all-forgiving, all-merciful. They ask you what is lawful for them. Say, all the good things are lawful to you. This includes what you have taught your hunting animals to catch, teaching them as God has taught you. So eat of what they catch for you, but mention God's name over it and be mindful of God. God is swift at reckoning. Today, all the good edible things have been made lawful to you. The food of the people of the book, the Jews and Christians, is lawful to you, and your food is lawful to them. You can visit one another and marry the chaste believing Muslim women and chaste women from the people of the book after you have given them their bridal gifts in legal wedlock, not in licentiousness, or taking them as secret mistresses. Should anyone renounce his faith, his deeds will be worthless, and he will be among the losers in the hereafter. O you who believe, when you get up for prayer at night, before you pray, wash your faces and your hands to the elbows and wipe a part of your head and your feet up to the ankles. If you are junub, ritually impure, purify yourselves. But if you are sick, on a journey, or have just relieved yourself, or touched women and cannot find water to cleanse yourselves, then make tayammum with clean elevated ground and wipe a part of your faces and your hands with it. God does not desire to put you to hardship with these rules, but to purify you and complete His blessing upon you so that you may give thanks. Remember God's blessing upon you and the covenant that He made with you when you said, "We hear and obey." Be mindful of God, for surely God knows the secrets of your hearts. O you who believe, always maintain divine values for God and act as exemplars when implementing justice. Never let enmity toward a group cause you to forsake justice. Be just, for this is nearer to God consciousness. Be mindful of God, for surely God knows well what you do. God promises those who believe and do good works that they shall receive forgiveness and a great reward. As for those who disbelieve and deny our signs, they shall be the companions of hell. O you who believe, remember God's blessing upon you when a people wanted to lay hands on you, to subjugate you with violence, but God withheld their hands from dominating you. Be mindful of God, and let the believers put their trust only in God. God took a pledge from the Israelites and raised among them 12 chiefs. He said, "I am with you. If you establish the prayer, pay the alms tax, believe in my messengers and support them, and lend to God a good loan. If you do this, I will surely wipe out your misdeeds and cause you to enter the gardens beneath which rivers flow." So, whoever disbelieves after this has surely strayed from the middle, right path. But because they broke their covenant, we distanced them from our mercy and hardened their hearts. So now they twist the words of God in the Torah from their proper place and have forgotten a portion of what they were told to remember, the rules that did not benefit them. Thus, you will continuously learn of their treacherousness, save for a small number of them. So forgive them and overlook their misdeeds, for surely God loves those who do good. We also took a pledge from those who say, "We are Christians," but they too forgot some of what they were told to remember. As a result, we have instilled hatred and enmity between them until the day of resurrection. Soon, on that day, God will inform them what they had contrived. O people of the book, our messenger has come to you to make clear that which you used to hide in the book and passing over much of the relevant time-based explanations. Surely a light of guidance and a clear book has come to you from God. A Quran which God uses to guide those who pursue His pleasure to the ways of safety and to bring them out from the darkness and into the light by His permission, by the divinely instituted cosmic order. Surely those who say, God is the Messiah, Son of Mary, are defying and concealing the truth. Say, if God wills to destroy the Messiah, Son of Mary, and his mother, and all of earth's inhabitants, who possesses the slightest power to thwart him? The dominion of the heavens and earth and everything they contain belongs only to God, who creates whatever he wills. God has power and governs over all things. The Jews and Christians say, we are God's children and his beloved. Say, so why does God always punish you for your sins? Rather, you are not superior to all other humans from among his creatures. God forgives whoever he wishes, whoever he knows to be worthy, and he punishes whoever he wishes. To God alone belongs the dominion of the heavens and earth and everything between them. The destination of the world, its movement toward flourishing and perfection, is toward him. O people of the book, our messenger has come to you to make things clear after a gap in the succession of messengers, lest you should say on the day of judgment, no bearer of good news or any warner came to us. So now there has come to you a bearer of good news and a warner. God has power over all things. Recall when Moses told his people, O my people, remember God's blessing upon you when he appointed prophets from among you to guide you and made you kings of your own land and destiny after you were enslaved and abased, and gave you what no other people was given. O my people, enter the holy land that God has set aside for you, and do not turn back, nor flee for fear of enemies, lest you become losers. They said, O Moses, there are tyrannical and ferocious people in it, and we will never enter it until they leave voluntarily. If they leave, then we will enter. But two of those men who feared only God, and whom God had blessed with bravery and courage as a result, said, go at them by the city's gate, for as soon as you enter, you will surely be victorious. You must trust only in God, if you are truly believers. They said, O Moses, as long as they remain in the city, we will never enter it. So you and your Lord should go and fight. We will sit here until we know who won. Moses said, my Lord, I have no authority over anyone except myself and my brother. So separate us from this transgressing people. God said, hence, because of their rebelliousness, they will be forbidden to enter it the Holy Land for 40 years and shall wander around in the land, the Sinai Desert. Do not grieve over the fate of the transgressing people. Recite to them the story of Adam's two sons in truth, when they both offered a sacrifice. But because of their different intentions and how they offered their respective sacrifices, it was accepted from one, Abel, but not from the other, Cain. Cain said, "Surely, I will kill you." Abel replied, "I have done nothing wrong. God only accepts from the God-conscious. If you stretch your hand forth to kill me, I will not stretch my hand forth to kill you. I fear God, the Lord of all the worlds. I would rather that you be burdened with my sins as well as yours, and thus you will become an inhabitant of the fire. Such is the requital of the wrongdoers." Cain's ego justified the killing of Abel, so he killed him and thereby became one of the losers. Then God sent a crow which dug the ground to show him how to cover his brother's corpse. Witnessing this scene, he said, "Woe to me! Am I not even able to be like this crow and bury my brother's corpse?" Then, upon realizing this truth, he became remorseful. For this reason, we decreed for the Israelites that whoever kills another human being, except in retaliation for murder or causing corruption on earth, it is as though he has killed all of humanity. And whoever saves another person from dying, it is as though he has saved all of humanity. Our messengers certainly brought manifest signs to them. Yet, even after that, many of them have surely committed excesses in bloodshed and destruction throughout the land. The recompense of those who wage war against God and His messenger and strive to cause corruption in the land is that they be killed, crucified, or have their hands and feet amputated on opposite sides, or be sent into exile. Such will be their degradation in this world, and a terrible punishment in the hereafter. Except those who repent before you overpower them and capture them. In that case, bear in mind that God is all-forgiving, all-merciful. O you who believe, be mindful of God. Seek the means of attaining nearness to Him, and strive in His way so that you may prosper. There is no doubt that if those who disbelieved in God's truth possessed all the world's riches and as much again and offered it as ransom for their sins to be spared the punishment on the day of judgment, it would not be accepted from them. In fact, a painful punishment awaits them. They forever wish to come out of the fire, but the reality is that because it is from their own selves, they will never be able to do so. They shall have a lasting punishment. As for the thief, male and female, amputate their hands as a requital for their deeds, as an exemplary punishment from God. God is almighty and wise. But someone who repents after their wrongdoing and makes amends, in this case, God will assuredly accept their repentance. Surely God is all-forgiving and most merciful. Do you not know that the dominion of the heavens and earth belong to God? He will punish and forgive whomever he wishes, whomever he deems deserving and worthy, respectively. God has the measure of all things. O Messenger, do not be grieved by those who rush to disbelief, among those who say, "We believe," with their mouths, but have no faith in their hearts, or by the Jews who listen eagerly to their self-serving religious leaders' falsehoods, or listen in for others who do not come to you themselves. Those leaders distort God's words from their original meanings after their meanings have been established. They say, "When you go to Muhammad, if you receive this ruling that agrees with us, accept it. If you do not, then be on guard, lest you fall under his influence." As for those whom God wishes to lead into temptation because of their treachery, you cannot help them in anything against him, because God did not desire to purify their hearts. There is disgrace for them in this world, and a grievous punishment in the hereafter. They listen intently to lies of their superiority as told by their religious leaders, and are skilled in consuming illicit gains. If they come to you for judgment, then either judge between them or decline. If you turn away from them, then be sure that they will never be able to harm you in the slightest. But if you judge between them, judge with justice, for God loves those who judge fairly. Why do they make you a judge while they have the Torah, which contains God's clear ruling? Then, in spite of this, they still turn away. Such people are not true believers. We sent the Torah, containing light and guidance, so that the prophets who had submitted to God could judge between the Jews, and so did the rabbis and the scholars, because of the responsibility they bore to preserve the book of God, the Torah, and to which they were witnesses, exemplars and role models who obeyed its teachings. Therefore, when explaining God's definitive ruling, do not fear the people's fanaticism or the threats of those religious authorities who feel threatened. Fear only me, and do not sell my signs for a paltry gain. Whoever among the Jews does not judge by what God has sent down in the Torah is truly a disbeliever. We prescribed for them a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, and retaliation in equal measure for wounds. Whoever gives up his right as a charity, it will serve as an atonement and a purification for him. Those who do not judge by what God has sent down are the wrongdoers. We sent Jesus, son of Mary, in the Israelite prophet's footsteps to confirm the Torah's truths that came before him and gave him the gospel containing guidance and light, confirming what truths were revealed before it in the Torah and as a guidance and admonition for the God-conscious. Let the people of the gospel judge according to what God has sent down in it. Those co-religionists who do not judge according to what God has sent down are the lawbreakers. And now we have sent down to you the book, the Quran, with the truth, confirming the scriptures before it and serving as a guardian over it. So, rely on this as a criterion. Judge between them by what God has sent down, and do not follow their desires against the truth that has come to you. For each of you, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, we have appointed a code and a clear path. Had God willed, He would have made you one community, with a single prophet, religion, and scripture. But He willed to test you by that, the different blessings which He has given you. So take the lead in all good things. All of you shall return to God, at which time He will make you aware of the truth about what you used to defer. Another commandment is to judge between them by what God has sent down, as opposed to their opinions and theories. Beware of them, lest they should lead you astray from part of what God has sent down to you. If they turn their backs, know that God wills to punish them for some of their sins, so that they might come to their senses. Indeed, many of the people are transgressors. Do they seek the judgment of ignorance, the law of the jungle? But who is better than God in judgment for a people who have certainty? O you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians for allies and supporters, because they are allies and long-term supporters of one another. Any of you who allies with them and relies upon them will surely be considered one of them. Indeed, God does not guide the wrongdoing lot. But despite of this, you see those hypocrites in whose hearts is a sickness, rushing to them for protection, saying, "We fear lest a turn of fortune should strike us, the Muslims being defeated, famine, or the like. But it is hoped that God will bring about a victory or some other event, favorable conditions for the Muslims, from Him. And then they will regret what they kept secret in their hearts. Wishing the Muslims ill or supporting those who have gone astray. On that day, the believers will say to one another, 'Are these hypocrites the same ones who swore by God with solemn oaths that they were with you? All their works have gone to waste, and they have become the losers.' O you who believe, if any of you desert his religion by joining the enemies, he will have wronged himself, and God will soon bring a people whom he loves and who love him. They will be humble toward the believers, stern toward the disbelievers, striving in God's path and fearing no one's reproach. This is God's grace. which he grants to whomever he wills. God is all bounteous, all knowing. Surely, your only reliable allies are God, his messenger, and the believers, those who maintain the prayer and give charity while bowing. Whoever takes God, his messenger, and the believers for his guardians, the confederates of God, are surely victorious. O you who believe, do not take as allies those who mock and play with your religion, be they among the Jews, or Christians, or the disbelievers. And be mindful of God, if you are true believers. When you call to prayer, they ridicule it and make fun of it, because they are a people who do not apply reason. Say, O people of the book, do you resent us just because we believe in God, in what has been sent down to us, and in what was sent down before? Most of you have left the religion of God. Say, shall I inform you concerning an outcome, a record of deeds, that is even worse in God's eyes? The record and recompense of those whom God cursed, distanced from his mercy, and who incurred his wrath. He turned some of them, in their manner and character, into apes, blind followers, and swine, consumers of illicit gains, who worshipped idols. They are in a worse situation in God's eyes, and more astray from the right way. When they come to you, who have power, they say, "We believe in Islam's truth," when they actually come in a state of disbelief and depart from you in the same state. God knows what they have been concealing in their hearts. You see many of them competing with one another in narrow-mindedness, prejudice, and self-righteousness, aggression, and consuming illicit gains. Surely they have been indulging in evil. Why do their rabbis and religious scholars not forbid them from sinful speech and consuming illicit gains, such as bribes and favors? How unpleasant and wretched are their deeds. The Jews say, God's hand is tied up, so he cannot help the poor. May their hands be tied up for their consumption of illicit gains and hoarding of wealth have caused poverty and class differences. And may they be cursed, distanced from his mercy, for what they say and their love of this world. On the contrary, God's hands are wide open, and he bestows as he wills. Surely, what has been sent down to you from your Lord, his signs, will increase them in rebellion and disbelief. Therefore, we have cast enmity and hatred between them until the day of resurrection. Whenever they kindle the fires of war against the Muslims, God extinguishes them. They seek to cause corruption on earth, but God does not like the agents of corruption. Had the people of the book believed and been mindful of God by controlling their selfish desires and inclinations, we would surely have absolved them of their misdeeds and admitted them into gardens of bliss. Had they truly observed the Torah, the Gospel, and what was sent down to them from their Lord, they would have received nourishment, provisions from above and below. Among them are people who are purposeful and moderate, but many of them do evil deeds. O Messenger, announce what has been sent down to you from your Lord, for if you do not, you will not have conveyed his message. God shall protect you from the people. Surely, God does not guide the disbelieving people. Say, O people of the book, you stand on nothing, true or upright, until you observe the Torah, the Gospel, and what was sent down to you from your Lord in the Quran. But what has been sent down to you from your Lord is sure to increase many of them in rebellion and disbelief. So do not grieve for the disbelieving people. Surely those who believe in Islam, as well as the Jews, the Sabaeans, monotheistic Aramean people with a scripture, and the Christians, and those who have true faith in God and the last day and do righteous deeds, will have no fear, nor will they grieve. Certainly, we took a pledge from the children of Israel and sent messengers to guide them. But whenever a messenger brought them a command or ordinance from us that contradicted their desires, they would accuse some of lying and put others to death. They thought there would be no testing, no accountability, so they became blind and deaf. Thereafter, God accepted their repentance. Yet, once again, many of them became blind and deaf, learned nothing from their experiences. God sees best what they do. They surely disbelieve who say, with certainty, God is the Messiah, Son of Mary. But the Messiah had said, O children of Israel, worship only God, my Lord, and your Lord. Indeed, whoever ascribes partners to God will be forbidden paradise by God himself. Their refuge shall be the fire. Know that the wrongdoers will not have any helpers. They surely disbelieve who say, God is the third object of worship or hypostasis of a trinity, for there is no deity except the one God. If they do not reject what they say, these people will be afflicted with a painful punishment. Will they not repent to and plead to him for forgiveness? God is surely all-forgiving, all-merciful. The Messiah, Son of Mary, is but a messenger from God. Certainly, other messengers have passed away before him, and his mother was a truthful woman. Both of them were humans who ate food. Look how we clarify the signs for them, and yet look how they go astray. Say, do you worship besides God something like dead prophets who have no power to benefit or harm you, while it is God, not his servants, who is the all-hearing, the all-knowing of your secrets and your needs? Say, O people of the book, do not exaggerate in your religion and or follow the ideas, the philosophical foundations of a people who went astray in the past led many generations astray, and eventually strayed from the path of balance. Those children of Israel who disbelieved were cursed by David and Jesus, son of Mary, because they would disobey and transgress his limits continuously. They would not forbid one another from the wrongs they committed, because they had gotten used to them. Surely, evil is what they had been doing. You see many of them fraternizing as allies with the disbelievers. Surely, they have sent evil ahead to the hereafter for their souls. As God is displeased with them, they shall remain in punishment. Had they, the people of the book, believed in God, the prophet, and what has been sent down to him, they would not have taken them for allies. But most of them have left God's religion behind. Without a doubt, the believers' most implacable foes are the Jews and those who associate partners with God. Surely, the closest and friendliest people to the believers are those who say, "We are God's helpers," because some of them are priests and monks, and, most importantly, they are not arrogant. When they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, you see their eyes fill with tears because of the truth that they recognize. They say, "Our Lord, we believe, so register us among the witnesses." And to their co-religionists who object, they say, "Why should we not believe in God and the truths that have come to us, eager as we are that our Lord should admit us among the righteous people because of this?" So, for what they said, their bravery, open-mindedness, and faithfulness, God rewarded them with gardens of paradise, beneath which streams run, to remain therein forever. That is the reward of the virtuous. But those who disbelieved and denied our signs shall be the companions of hell, because it is an inseparable part of their nature. O you who have believed, do not prohibit to yourselves and or others, as the idolaters and Christian monks have done, the pure things that God has made lawful to you, and do not transgress by excessive enjoyment of them either. Indeed, God does not like the transgressors. Eat whatever you wish of the lawful and good things God has provided you. Be mindful of God, in whom you have faith. God shall not hold you to account for what is frivolous in your oaths, but he shall hold you to account for what you swear in seriousness, pledges and oaths made to him and others. If you break an oath, the atonement is to feed 10 needy persons with the average food you give to your families, or provide their clothing, or free a slave. Anyone who cannot do so shall fast for 3 days to strengthen his or her determination. That is the atonement for your oaths when you vow with the intent of making an oath. But keep your oaths. Thus does God clarify his signs for you, so that you may give thanks. O you who believe, indeed, wine and other intoxicants, gambling, statues of idols, and the divining arrows are abominations of Satan's doing. Avoid them so that you may be saved. Indeed, Satan seeks to cast enmity and hatred among you through wine and gambling, and to hinder you from remembering God and from prayer. Will you, then, not abstain? Obey God and the Messenger, and be on guard. If you turn your back, know that our messenger's duty is only to communicate our message clearly. There will be no sin upon those who have belief and do righteous deeds in regard to what they have eaten before gambling and wine were prohibited. So long as they are now God-conscious, believe, and do righteous deeds, then are more God-conscious and believe, then are even more God-conscious at later stages, and virtuous. God loves the virtuous. O you who believe, God will surely test you with some of the game within the reach of your hands and spears, so that he may indicate those who fear him, even though they cannot see him. So, whoever transgresses after that will find a painful punishment waiting for him. O you who believe, do not kill any game when you are in the state of consecration for pilgrimage. If you do so intentionally, atone by offering an equivalent sacrificial animal, as judged by two just men among you, to be brought to the Kaaba, or by feeding needy persons equal in value to the game killed, or its equivalent in fasting, so that he may taste the untoward consequences of his conduct. God has excused what is already past. However, should anyone resume these acts, God shall penalize upon him, for God is almighty, fully capable of exacting penalties. You are permitted to catch and eat seafood, a provision for you and for the pilgrim caravans, but forbidden to hunt on land around Mecca. So long as you remain in a state of pilgrim sanctity, be mindful of God, to whom you will be gathered. God has established the Kaaba, the sacred house, as a means of support for people, along with the sacred months, sacrificial animals without garlands, and the garlands that mark them. Know that God has knowledge of all that is in the heavens and earth and of all things. Know that God is severe in retribution and, at the same time, all-forgiving and all-merciful. The messenger's duty is only to communicate the message, and God knows whatever you disclose and conceal. Say, pure and impure are not equal, although the abundance of impure deeds or people should amaze you. So be mindful of God, O you who possess intellect, so that you may prosper. O believers, do not ask the Prophet about matters that, if revealed to you, would cause you distress. However, if you ask about matters when the Quran is being revealed, they, your duties, will be made clear to you. For God has pardoned this, some supplementary requirements. God is all-forgiving, all-forbearing. Certainly, some people of the children of Israel asked about them before you and then came to disbelieve in them by disobeying. God has prescribed no ruling about Bahira, camel that had birthed 5 times, Saiba, female camel whose owner had left to roam freely, Wasila, twin male and female lambs, or Ham, a 10 times birthing female camel. But those who disbelieve fabricate lies against God, and most of them do not apply reason. And when they are told, come to what God has sent down and to the moral teachings of the messenger, they say, what we have found our fathers following is sufficient for us. What, even if they knew nothing and were not guided? O you who believe, take care of your souls. One who strays cannot harm you if you are guided and seek the truth's protection. All of you will return to God, and on the day of resurrection, He will inform you of what you used to do. O you who believe, when death approaches any of you, if you wish to make a valid will, you will need the testimony of 2 just individuals from your own people. If death overtakes you while you are traveling and surrounded by strangers, call upon 2 of them to witness. If you doubt their truthfulness, ask them to stay after the prayer until they swear by God. We will not sell our testimony for any price, even if it pertains to our close ones, and we will never conceal the divine testimony. If we do so, then we would be among the sinners. If it is found that the 2 witnesses have sinned by favoring personal interests over the heir's rights, let 2 others stand in their place from those whom the initial 2 witnesses have wronged. They must swear by God at the outset that their testimony is more truthful than the testimony of those former 2, and that they have not lied. Otherwise, they would be among the oppressors. This approach will make it more likely that the witnesses testify truthfully, or else fear that their oath might be refuted by another, thus tarnishing their reputation and credibility. Be mindful of God and pay heed to the divine commands, for God does not guide those who transgress. Be warned of the day that God will gather the messengers and ask, how did they respond to you? They will reply, we have no knowledge. Indeed, you are the sole knower of all that is unseen. Imagine then when God will say, O Jesus, Son of Mary, remember my favor upon you and upon your mother. When I strengthened you with the Holy Spirit, Gabriel, so you could speak to the people in the cradle and in adulthood. And when I taught you the book and wisdom, knowledge of the cosmic order and moral values, the Torah and the Gospel, and when you would fashion from clay the form of a bird with my permission. And you would breathe into it, and it would become a real bird with my permission. And you would heal the blind and the leper with my permission. And when you would raise the dead with my permission. And when I held off the evil of the children of Israel from you, when you brought them manifest proofs, whereat the disbelievers among them said mockingly, "This is nothing but plain magic and a plot to subjugate you." And recall, when I inspired the disciples, "Have faith in me and my messenger," they replied, without hesitation, "We have faith, bear witness that we have submitted." And recall, when the disciples asked, "O Jesus, Son of Mary, can your Lord send down to us a table from the sky?" He replied, "Be mindful of God and do not make such inappropriate requests if you are true believers." They said, "There is no doubt in our faith, but we desire to eat from it, to have our hearts reassured, to know that you have told us the complete truth, and to be among the witnesses. We will tell everyone that we have personally witnessed the descent of this table from the heavens." Said Jesus, Son of Mary, "O God, our Lord, send down to us a table from the sky to be a festival for us, a return to our original divine nature, for the first and the last of us, believers, and as a sign from you. Provide for our sustenance, for you are the best of providers." God said, "I will indeed send it down to you, but should any of you disbelieve after this, I will indeed punish him or her, unlike anyone in all creation." And mention when God will say on the day of judgment, "O Jesus, Son of Mary, was it you who said to the people, 'Take me and my mother for two deities besides God'?" He, Jesus, will say, "Exalted are you above such a claim. How could I say what I have no right to say? Had I said it, you would certainly have known it. You know whatever is within myself, but I do not know what is in yourself. Surely, only you are the knower of all that is unseen." I only said to them what you commanded me to say: "Worship God, my Lord and your Lord." I was a witness over them so long as I was living among them. I was on guard lest anyone entertain extreme beliefs about me or my mother. But when you took me up, you became the watcher over them, and you are witness over all things. If you punish them, they are indeed your creatures, and therefore you have full authority over them. But if you forgive them, you are indeed the Almighty, the All-Wise, and it does not diminish your greatness in the least. God will say, "On this day of resurrection, the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. For them will be gardens with flowing streams, due to their life-giving righteous deeds. to remain therein forever. God is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. That is the great success. To God belongs the kingdom of the heavens and earth, and whatever there is in and on them. And He has power over all things to give order to and measure them.